Every week at this time on a Wednesday, we talk to one of our contributors for AnchorRising.com. And joining us tonight, of course, is Mark Comtois. Mark, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Matt. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hanging in there.
What's the big thing on the blog today? What's burning it up?
Actually, last night we were all over the place. We had some people at the East Providence School Committee meeting. Justin was at the Tiverton School Committee meeting. I live blogged the State of the State, so there are alternative media sources out there besides WPRO, wink and a nod.
Yes, there are. But it's a great resource, too, because you can actually go through. Watching you guys do the updates and stuff throughout the live blog and the meetings and stuff is really interesting. So.
Yeah, it is. They do a good job at that. We also have some other – I did a post on the Rhode Island employment trends, kind of inspired by the governor's chart from last night that showed the massive decrease in manufacturing jobs, which really isn't that big of a surprise.
Right. That's
to anybody who pays attention.
A trend across America.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I just kind of dug into that a little bit.
What did you think of the speech last night?
I thought it was good. It was pretty stark. But truthful. These are stark times for the state, and it's about time people started to wake up to that fact.
You know, I'm going to talk about this in the next hour, and I had a little meltdown last night, a little frustration, because, you know, you try and rip these speeches apart, and you think about what each thing means and what the governor's saying, but, you know, in the end, he has very little power.
Oh, I know.
And he takes on all the blame and all the – he's the figurehead, and
yeah,
it's the most ridiculous –
okay. Watching the after-action reports from the various, from the House Speaker and from the Lieutenant Governor, which actually, I mean, that just points to the bastardized system we have in this state where the Lieutenant Governor's from a different party.
Yeah.
You know, for the Lieutenant Governor of the state to sit there and pick apart, which is basically what she did in the interviews I saw.
Yeah, well, you know, that's...
I mean, I understand.
That's the perfect job to have. You want to be, governor, you have no responsibility, and you sit there and criticize.
It's like the backup quarterback.
It's great. Only you're on a different team. Figure that one out.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Mark. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, Matt.
Appreciate
take it easy.
Mark Comtois, ladies and gentlemen, from AnchorRising.com. Check it out. AnchorRising.com is a great blog, and lots of information, lots of sharing, and you can actually even contribute if you want to as well. Check it out.